Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Guess what? Yeah, you, I'm talking to you. Guess what? It's winning season, and winning season returns at MyBookie. What does winning season mean? Well, it means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contest, and Squares. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trump their rivals. Rejoice! It's time to celebrate the NFL season. You're going to go ahead and invest your intuition because you know you got one, and just use the code VOCNATION, all one word, no spaces, and you can double your first deposit. The new players get up to $1,000 in free play designed to add more excitement to your sports you love and the games you bet. And another thing that they have going on over there is you go from betting live to championship futures. Every play you want is waiting at MyBookie. It's simple. All you got to do is make your picks, you win big, and then you collect your cash. Doesn't that sound good? I think so. Make sure to use that code VOCNATION, all one word, no spaces, and you'll double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie.
Only at MyBookie. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the VOC Nation Radio Network. It's the morning after. It is noon Eastern time right here on the East Coast, and so happy to be here today. We're going to run down all the news and wrestling and everything, and I got Rat Boy with me. Rat Boy, it's like we started about a year ago, just you and I, and here we are, full circle. It's you and I.
I know.
How you doing?
I know. I tell you what, I feel good. I'm so excited because I went to my booking. .com. Everybody should go there.
Yeah.
Okay. They do got slot machines. They do got a casino there.
Okay.
Right, because I checked
did you
out
enter the
over
promo
the
code VOC Nation?
Yes, I did. I done everything.
Okay.
But there you
go.
For one thing, those slots I used to play a long time ago. I tell you what, there's a couple of them there that I like.
Well, that's good. I'm enjoying your experience.
And plus, I went to another place because they gave me a $10 free bet. Okay, I'm not mentioning it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I put $10 on the Eagles. I lost. That's okay. Well, I paid another 10, right, on the money line, okay, against Arizona and San Fran. I hit for $25.
Wow, you actually bet for Arizona over San Francisco?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
I was doing pretty good, you know, but hey. But I found out today, and I'm going to get in this wrestling news, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know who the blonde is on SmackDown. Everybody's saying it was Carmella, but no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm going to say Angelina Love, TNT star. The beautiful people.
Wait, Angelina Love joining WWE?
I'm not saying, but I think it's her.
You did just say it.
I think it's her. It's not Carmella. I think Carmella never had brown hair like that before.
Stro Maestro joining us on the line, WCW star and my co-host on In the Room. Stro, Rat Boy is predicting that Angelina Love is the mystery woman on SmackDown. But he's not saying it.
I'm thinking maybe it's his old flame that we met at the restaurant that night when we got together. The waitress that makes buttermilk. Remember that?
Yeah. The one that came and picked up his couch.
Yeah.
The waitress.
Yeah, it could be her, too. You never know, but she already got blonde hair, too.
She was so impressed the way we turned that up. You sold more gimmicks at that restaurant than you did at the convention.
Yeah.
We took over, the whole wing. They, closed the room. That was amazing.
That's what happens
when you promote a little bit.
Oh man.
No, that word spread like wildfire. Yeah. So that's interesting. I would love it if Angelina Love went to WWE, but I feel like she's really about done. I don't even think she takes independent bookings anymore, really. She settled down with Davey Richards, right? And they have kids.
Maybe
she wants to make a comeback.
Did you see the match with Asuka
and Mickie James last night? That was kind of a weird finish.
Yeah.
That one.
It was, because she was already in the submission hold and probably going to give up. I heard that Mickie might have hurt her shoulder. That's the rumor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, man.
It's a shame. She's been on the shelf for more than a year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a shame.
I thought she was going to get it last night. I thought she was going to get it last night.
Rat Boy, do we know for sure that the girl on SmackDown is going to be a blonde?
Could be a wig, you know.
It could be a wig, and it might be Malina might be coming back.
You know,
Goldust
had a wig too,
Archer?
Right?
Yeah.
It'd
be funny if it was Archer's.
Oh, come on now. Who was maybe trying to fight for that Kit Kat last night?
I was just thinking, you know, because Mandy Rose obviously is on Raw. She wasn't on Raw though, but she got traded to Raw. But I was thinking maybe Billy Kay would get traded to SmackDown. Maybe that would be the balancing point.
It could be.
You know, because they want to split them up.
I was going to say, if Mandy Rose was Raw, she should be doing some of those Gold Bond commercials with Shaquille O'Neal.
Absolutely.
I know Otis is going to Raw.
I don't think you know that, because I don't think that's happening.
Well, speaking of wrong, with his name Squeeze, you know.
Did you hear Michael call Retribution the Ninjas when they came out?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the Ninjas! Oops, I mean Retribution.
He's probably thinking the same thing we are.
It's a mixed squad. It's a mixed squad.
Raw last night was interesting for sure. I thought it was a lot of fun. The Drew McIntyre and Keith Lee match. I'm thinking they're going to work Keith Lee into that match somehow, even though it is an ambulance match. So maybe not. But that's what I'm thinking. And the steel cage match with Seth Rollins and Dominic Mysterio, I thought it was interesting. First of all, I read earlier in the day – that Dominic Mysterio is penciled in as the number three babyface on Raw, which I found really kind of funny.
Wow.
I'm not sure if that can really be, but that's what they're saying. Yeah, it was interesting. I can't think of anybody else to challenge that right now. And the other thing is, I don't know if you caught it, but Rey Mysterio's daughter, Aaliyah, actually consoling Buddy Murphy after the match. Do you think she's going to turn on them?
They should have their own box entrance when they come to the ring, the Mysterios, kind of like a Brady Bunch. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Just like a four-way square where they're all looking at each other.
Match. That would be a good match, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, Lita,
the Mysterio.
Her versus Alexa Bliss fighting over the same man.
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know what he's talking about. I just said yeah. Oh, because of Buddy Murphy. I got you. Yeah.
Now you got it.
That's
okay.
That was a couple of years ago. So.
Yeah, that was probably like 2000 and what?
16, 17, something like that. Anyway, they also had a dream match last night of sorts. The Raw Tag Team Champions, the Street Profits, taking on Shinsuke and Cesaro, the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Clean win for the Street Profits. I figured that would happen since the match was taking place on Raw, but it was still so strange to see how far those two have fallen. It's really something. It is really something. Mm. But the Street Profits, I'm glad to see, because I really do like them. I think that they make an effort to be different than everybody else, and they're fun, and I'm on board with it. I think that they're a fun tag team.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
The other big news, of course, Jeff Hardy re-signs with WWE yesterday. He mentioned it during an ET Sport interview in the United Kingdom. So he's the Intercontinental Champion, and I think a lot of people thought he would go to AEW with his brother when his contract was finally over. Not going to be the case. Now, he didn't mention anything about Willow, but, Derek McDonald from In the Room seems to think that Willow is going to be a sticking point for him because he wants to do Willow against Bray Wyatt. Which I think will be amazing.
Oh,
maybe they could have like a.
Can you imagine?
Maybe they could do like a. I'm hoping they can do like a Singing in the Rain type of match with the umbrella spinning, you know? It'd be amazing.
That'd be tremendous. Yes.
Willow.
Yes, Willow.
And the other thing is that Jeff Hardy's No More Words theme song that he used to use as a singles guy in the early 2000s when they were on different brands. He wants to bring that back, and that was a sticking point for him. He doesn't want to use the Hardy Boys music anymore. I found that funny because I can't imagine that WWE would really fight him on that, but he made it sound like that was like the main thing in his contract negotiations was he wanted to use that song. I went back and listened to it because I didn't remember it, and I kind of remember it now, but I don't know if you remember they did like that. You know, when they used to do like the My Desire videos and stuff, they did Jeff Hardy singing on the, Standing on the Rooftops was the name of the song. And like, I always thought that was the perfect song for him just because he's so crazy, you know? No more words. So that's going to be coming back.
No.
That's what
and
I
you
have
know
for
who
you,
Ross
Rat Boy.
Is coming
no more
back?
Words.
You know who Ross is coming back?
Who?
I found this out, okay? There's some kind of culinary show on Netflix called Cobra Kai. You guys seen that yet? About the Karate Kid and all?
Yeah. Been out for a while, yeah. It's from YouTube originally.
Okay.
Yeah.
On season 3. Okay, they're doing it now, okay, for season 3. It'll be out maybe earlier next year, maybe.
Don't
no
tell me, Mr.
Than
Miyagi comes back.
Mitch Foley's going to be on. Mitch Foley's going to be on it.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Mitch Foley. Mr. Miyagi. He's back from beyond.
He's going to be playing somebody's dad on that show.
Mick Foley, huh? Wow.
Yep.
Yep. Not to be confused with Mitch Foley.
Well, this is a big break for him because he knows he's got those real parts, but he's got a big part in this one.
Well, that's good. That's
big
good.
Break.
I saw that he had an exchange on Twitter with that one rapper. I forget his name. The guy that does Then I Got High, that guy. He commented on something Mick Foley did. And the rapper's like, oh, my God, is this Mankind? And then he was talking about how he was the greatest wrestler from the Attitude Era. I just thought that was kind of funny. So there was that. SoFi Stadium opened last night. That's the for those who don't know, that's the place that has the Los Angeles Rams out of Inglewood, California. And they're also going to be – they're penciled in as the host of WrestleMania 37 in April. And SoFi open for business now. So WWE could potentially go there for WrestleMania again. Like they originally planned. I don't know that any fans will be there, but they could probably fill that stadium with TV screens, I guess. I don't know.
$12 maybe?
Maybe. Maybe. Although they were making fun of the NFL for using cardboard cutouts. Like I saw The Rock was hanging out with the Queen of England on Thursday with Kansas City. Amazing. So, and The Rock even commented on it. He's like talking about his relationship with the Queen. It was pretty funny. a couple other things I just wanted to mention.
I think I saw Donald Trump in Washington, you know, holding his finger up, said, vote for me.
You might have. Speaking of The Rock, Simone Johnson, his daughter, is going under knee surgery today. Or yesterday, actually, technically. So Simone Johnson, I guess, injured her knee a little bit ago, and so they're going to be fixing that up, and then she'll be returned into the performance center. She hasn't really been there since. I guess she started there in February, but she's been hurt for a little bit now. Trying to see Ronda Rousey. Did you guys see this one? This was fun. I actually saw it on my Facebook. Teal Piper, Ariel, is the Ariel Tomb is Roddy Piper's daughter. So she goes by Teal Piper, and she's, you know, training as a wrestler. She was in the ring practicing with Ronda Rousey the other day, and she put up all these pictures of them, you know, kind of training together. And it was so cool to see. But it looks like Ronda Rousey may be starting to get that itch a little bit. At least people are saying that.
Yeah, she's going to come back.
Could be.
I hope so. And I hope when she comes back, she's not intense. I hope she comes back and smiles at all the empty seats.
And she's going to come back on a Female Revolution number 2. Watch and see. That's
maybe.
Her debut is.
Oh, man.
A show that they haven't actually promoted or anything. So we don't even know when it's going to happen, if it's going to happen.
But
hey,
yeah.
with all the audience, with the audience being all like, screens and everything, the anonymous world general manager can make a great comeback now, considering what's happening.
I remember his little ding was basically like the iPhone message notification.
Yes.
And after all that, it turned out to be Hornswoggle.
Yeah. I remember Jericho cut the promo on the anonymous general manager won that in Raw. And it kept dinging, right? And he got ticked off and said, shut up, you stupid idiot.
Who was it that broke the laptop? Didn't somebody snap the laptop in half?
Edge. It was Edge.
Edge, yeah. And then they did, like, the busted up ding. They made, like, the busted up ding, like it was trying to go through and it couldn't. yeah. That was horrible. Whenever I think about, like, how much I dislike some of the stuff that WWE does, I think back to like some of the stuff they were doing in like 2007, 2008. Some of it was bad. Some of it was okay, but some of it was bad.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, the mid-90s. You know, it's like I have all the respect in the world for the talent. But some of those mid-90s WWF shows before WCW really took over, they were hideous. They were hideous. You got plumbers fighting dentists, fighting hockey players. You got monks running around. You got a half human, half man. You could tell that Vince McMahon was plumb out of ideas at the time.
Oh man.
So speaking of WWE, of course, this Friday, and I saw it plugged on the NFL. Sasha Banks is going to be returning to SmackDown. She's going to address the attack by Bayley. And it's got to be SmackDown because they're not the tag team champions anymore. So it'll be interesting. Go ahead.
Did you hear about the thing that we're doing? A commercial about Roman Reigns? They're calling him Roaches. Did you hear
no.
that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a commercial.
What are they calling
them,
Roses?
Roaches. Not all the roaches. And cousins, they're saying.
Oh, okay.
Roaches. They're roaches.
Okay. Back to Sasha Banks. I think it's going to be a challenge because, like I was in the middle of saying, like, because she's apparently she hurt her knee, or I think it was her knee. So she's going to be out for at least a couple
weeks. Her ankle.
Okay. I wonder if Bayley's going to attack her again, and then it's going to be longer.
Could be.
She can do videos just like Miss Baker, Britt Baker does, where she's like in the chair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That'd be great with the face shield, you know, blocking her nose. When they were fighting in that dentist office, her and Big Swole, I just kept thinking, like, if that drill goes through her face, AEW will probably continue this show.
Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
The floor is yours, Grappling.
Far be it from me.
Hey, they got a new member of the Funhouse. Did you see that puppet? That looks like Paul Heenan, didn't it?
Walrus.
Yeah, Walrus. He looks like Paul Heenan. I started cracking up laughing. I thought it was going to be Electric Blitz. Don't it?
No, not yet. I think that's going to be more like an evolving fan kind of thing. Back to AEW and Matt Hardy. I couldn't believe that they continued that match, and I was watching it back again, and actually, like, the DDT at the end, Hardy actually banged his head again. Like, that's how bad it was.
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, loopy. That was insane.
Yeah.
That was
scary.
Insane.
And didn't
maybe
restart
that's why
the
Jeff
match.
Hardy didn't resign. Yeah, I know. I know.
Unreal.
Maybe that's why Jeff Hardy stayed where he was.
Yeah.
Because
hey, you know what? Maybe now Hardy's underneath that blonde wig. Maybe he's coming back as a female.
Maybe. AEW, of course, will be on the air tomorrow night because of the way it worked out with the NBA. So they'll be on against NXT head-to-head for the first time in a couple weeks. And AEW, I don't know if you guys saw this, they're going to sell season ticket passes for people that are down in Jacksonville. You can go to 7 events for $175 plus additional fees. And you can make it easily attend every AEW show between September and the end of November. So that's something.
Mm-hmm.
Very ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they're worried about being able to sell out on their own at 25% capacity. I don't know. That's going to do it from my end. Rappo, you got any other news you wanted to add before we move along?
Oh, yeah. This Saturday, the 19th, is it ECWA returning here in New Jersey for the first time?
Yeah, the Super 8 tournament in Morganville, New Jersey. Actually, tonight on In the Room at 9 Eastern, we're going to have Chris Rockwell, who is the reigning and defending World 1 Heavyweight Champion. He's going to be part of this tournament. Chris is a tremendous independent wrestler, just featured on Raw a couple weeks ago, where he had a very intense encounter with Bobby Lashley. Let's just say that. So Chris Rockwell going to be part of the show tonight. And Super 8 this Saturday in Morganville, New Jersey, at the Dugout. I forget the name of the address, but you can get all the tickets and information you need if you just go to ecwaprowrestling.com and check that out. I'll be there laying commentary and ring announcing. But we're doing commentary for the DVD and the special edition VHS, Rat Boy. You're probably the only person I know with a VCR.
I still got mine.
I'll bet you do.
It's packed away, but it's packed
okay.
away, you know. It's collectible.
You can buy your VHS.
Now.
You can buy your VHS, and it'll be an amazing thing. So everybody be sure to check that out. Today on In the Room at today on VOC Nation, I should say, at 5 Eastern,
yes.
We're going to have a retro edition looking back at In the Room from 2015. It's the time that Kathy Fitz and I took over CZW's Tangled Web, so from 2015. Bunch of WWE and AEW stars on that show as part of that. This is CCW back in 2015, Kathy and I interviewing a bunch of them and kind of sitting ringside for that amazing show. It was CCW and it was WSU. So be sure to check that out at 6 Eastern today, live at Shelly Live. Shelly Martinez from WWE and TNA Impact Wrestling. You can call in and talk to her, 657-383-1666. At 9 Eastern, In the Room, myself, Stro, Kathy, Derek, Matt, Ray, the whole gang, and we'll be taking your calls as well, 914-338-1885, as we welcome the World 1 Heavyweight Champion, Chris Rockwell, to the program. So that will be a great time. I can't wait for that. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to go to prowrestlingtees.com/VOC Nation. Buy your T-shirts. Lots of great designs there. Don't forget to go to VOC Nation on Apple Music and give us a 5-star rating and a great review. Go to vocnation.podomatic.com and give us a like and a subscribe. I think that's going to do it.
Wait a minute. Speaking of Ray, okay, did you know that he's on Chris Jericho's list now?
Yep, we talked about it yesterday, homie, while you were playing hooky.
Oh, okay. No, I was playing hooky. I was shopping. Okay.
Yeah, Steve Logan made it. Thank you to Steve for that. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be on In the Room tonight. We'll talk to you then. Take care.
Hey, this is Total Package. Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are. And we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Resume.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast.